It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and we've been doing this for, what, 3 weeks now? We've been qualifying you. You get digital downloads of artists that are going to be nominated for this year's Grammy Awards in L.A., and each week we're hooking up a grand prize winner, three of them total. I mean, we are your Grammy station with the actual flyaway, another chance happening right now to give you a hotel, fly you out there. It's going to be awesome. I mean, the only thing we really can't do is get you on stage. I mean, you can run up there, but they'll probably tackle you. So that's all on you. Let's go to line number four and say good morning to Joella. You're on the Joe and Alex Show.
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. You're giggly this morning. That's cool.
I'm so happy.
All right.
You answered my call.
Yeah. You're very close right now to qualifying for a trip to the Grammys. I'm just saying, this is the closest you'll probably ever get.
Now, let's see if you can go all the way. Producer Porkchop, what are we playing today, dude?
So, Ellen has a new TV show.
I've been watching that, yeah.
It's a contest, a game show.
Game of games or whatever?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun.
Well, we've got this game called No or Go.
Oh, okay.
Except, unfortunately, Joella, we don't have the option to drop you down a tube. So, we're just going to give you some questions. If you could get 3 out of 5 right, you are the winner.
Sounds good to me.
All right, so this is just like Ellen's game, No or Go. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, here's your first question. I was watching a classic episode of Degrassi with the famous person in a wheelchair. Who was the actor?
Ooh.
Oh, Joella.
Oh, gosh.
I'll take a guess.
I'm from the Philippines. I'm not very good with some, American TV shows.
All right.
What if we told you it wasn't an American TV show?
3 seconds, take a guess.
Jimmy?
No.
Wait, that's his name, though, in the show.
That's nope. True.
So was that what you were asking?
I asked who's the actor's name. Well, yeah, I guess I gotta give it to her.
No, well, I mean,
yeah, okay. I guess it could be confusing because technically that is the actor in the thing.
I knew the answer was wrong. I just thought that it was...
Was that a random guess?
That's my uncle's name.
Wow.
That was really good.
Wow. It was
wild. I've seen him somewhere.
Well, I was looking for Drake, but I mean, Jimmy counts. That's the wheelchair
kid's
name.
And by the way, we can keep on going with this, but I love watching Ellen Game. The way this actually works is
I don't understand the directions
No, no, no. This is really simple. We have 3 or 4 people on, and if they know it, we keep on going. If they don't, they get dropped like we hang up on them.
Right.
So do you want to do it that way, or are we just going to do 3 out of 5 today? Because I think it's fun if we keep Joella on.
Oh, yeah,
there.
We could drop him down a tube.
Three
we just
out of 5,
hang up.
Please, don't drop him.
All right, quiet. You got it right. I'm going to bring on other people. Justina, are you there?
Yes.
You're going to be the question next. We've also got Tara. You're going to be playing, too.
Okay.
We're playing with you three today, okay? So Joella already got one right. She is still in it. If anybody misses a question, you're out. We drop you. You don't know it. We move on and then goes down to 2, down to our winner, okay?
All right, so
Justina is up right now. Justina, listen closely. Get this right, you continue. If not, we got to hang up on you. What's the question?
I wasted some paint on my blue shirt, and now it's purple. What color did I waste on my shirt? What color paint did I waste on my shirt?
Blue?
That is incorrect.
Oh.
The answer is red, because red and blue makes purple.
Dang, Porkchop. Okay. Tara.
Yes.
Listen closely. You get this right, you get to continue if you know it. If not, you got to go. We'll hang up on you, and Joella could win.
One of my favorite Grammy artists... I'll say that again. One of my favorite Grammy artists is actually a president. Name one of the presidents who won a Grammy.
Oh, shoot. I couldn't even tell you.
Well, think of a president. There's 54 of them.
5 seconds.
The only person I could think of was, Reagan, but I don't think that's right.
That is incorrect.
Oh, no. Who was it?
I mean, you had a couple. Obama, Clinton, or Carter.
Oh, that's interesting.
So, Joella. Joella.
Yes.
Guess what?
Yes.
You're the last one left. You won.
Oh, my God. What?
Yeah!
Oh, I'm so excited.
Congratulations. You are now qualified for that flyaway to go to the Grammys in LA. And just for that, we're getting you digital downloads of artists that are nominated for this year's awards.
All because her uncle's name is Jimmy and I didn't clarify the question.
How freaking random is that?
Thank you so much.
Luck is on your side.
No, thank your uncle. You better call him.
I love you guys. Thank you.
Oh, we love you.
I feel like that was a genuine love, right? Like nothing to do with getting qualified. All right, it's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. I love it so much is going on behind the scenes. I wish we had like a little live stream so you could see what we are doing and hear what we're talking about. Alex.
What?
Pork chops on the phone right now. Liv.
Yeah.
You guys are really like picking, like he's bad today. He's talking to the caller we said, Juella, but we just got another tweet.
Yeah, I mean, I told him what I was saying on the air was he does a great job coming up with games and being creative, and the games themselves are good. See, now he's freaking out.
Oh, God.
I told Juella she could hold on.
Oh,
listen back
God.
To the audio on the podcast.
Let me explain
the game fine.
Let me finish.
We got to breathe, guys.
I said, you're really great at these games, and I feel like I've noticed a pattern. You are not very great at explaining the directions.
Well, I hate these games.
Joe has to clarify every day. We got a tweet from one of our longtime listeners saying the same thing, like, hey, Porkchop isn't great at explaining these games, how they work. Joe always has to clarify. And I did it, and I'm just saying that some of us have different strengths than others on the show, and maybe, you know, Joe is better just explaining the directions, but you're good at coming up with creative concepts for games.
We're going to play Finish the Lyrics every day.
Well, if Joe is in charge, yes.
That is cool.
So see,
me.
That's not what Joe's good at. Joe's not good at coming up with creative ideas for games. You are. You're not good at explaining the directions. He is.
No more grande or not. No more granny. None of it.
Okay.
It's all going to be Finish the Lyrics every day. I got to go get Juella's information.
Don't be too sensitive. It was just constructive criticism.
I don't know if you had fun last night, but you sound like your butt hurt.
Yeah, but if we're confused, which is what I've said, like, I feel like 8 days in a row, if we're confused as show members who do this for a living, the listener is for sure confused.
And Porkchop is the only one that understands it. He thinks that because he understands what he is saying,
I know,
that
everyone does. I have the same thing. I'm like, I'm communicating it. It's like, well, you're not clearly. Okay. Anyways, we love you, Porkchop. Man, I thought he wouldn't hear us.
He's so upset. He gets very red in the face.
He does. He's flushed. Okay. Anyways.